This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Happy Cinco de Mayo. You guys know the vibes. That a boy, Dylon, with the assist to Allie Mack coming in with the tunes, baby. You know what I mean? Dylon on the ones and twos. Mike Johnson, Squid Billy, Allie Mack hanging out with you once again here on this Monday morning. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us. There was a situation yesterday, and I always find it endearing to know, you know, how you knew they were the one. And yesterday I was pulled up my phone, and I was going to say something about, because obviously Cinco de Mayo today, yesterday was Star Wars Day. And somebody said something about it being Star Wars Day yesterday. I actually have friends that have an anniversary that was yesterday. I always think about it. And I pick it up, and the first message I see when I pick up my phone is like, happy birthday, Allie.
Uh-huh.
Like, so your birthday was yesterday.
It was.
And I thought, like, the immediate first reaction I had was, well, that worked out for Grant. Like, as the resident Star Wars guy, to marry a girl whose birthday is on Star Wars Day, I was like, dude, that he couldn't have hit more of a home run with that.
I swear he found out that my birthday was Star Wars Day and was like, this is a sign.
Yeah.
That is my dream
this
girl.
This is my unicorn. Like, this
and
is my
vice
unicorn.
Versa. I mean, his last name is Macaulay. I'm like, I'm
there
Allie Mack.
Go.
I don't have to rebrand.
That's a great
so
point.
This is great.
It's a phenomenal point, man. I don't know.
I don't have to rebrand. Got me. That's so on point for this industry. I don't have to rebrand.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is funny though, man. Cause I was thinking to myself when we were talking about that earlier, I was thinking to myself, man, was there a point in time where I knew that Lindsay was the one for me?
Yeah.
And absolutely there was. Like we went, it was, I don't even know how long ago, 7-8 years ago before we got married, I wanted to go on a trip to a NASCAR race up in Virginia. And the only place I had for us to stay was in a truck bed tent with a blow up air mattress.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, I'm so down. And I was like, oh man, that's so awesome
that's
that she's willing to do that. Now, if I asked her to do that right now, she'd be like, absolutely not. She'd be like, dude, we're almost 40. Like, times have changed.
Fair.
But back then I was like, man, that's how I know this is the one. So I'm sure that Grant definitely had that moment on the Star Wars Day. You know what I mean? I love that, man.
Very easy to remember.
Yeah, easy to remember. Bo, did you have a moment like that with Amy? Like,
I took her to Talladega before we were dating. We were just kind of friends. It was kind of that weird stage. And we went to Talladega.
Talladega, baby.
And she handled herself very well. I mean, it was just a day trip. It wasn't some weird pop-up camper thing.
Oh, man.
We had a blast. Yeah, so then – and it was funny because we got – so tomorrow is our anniversary. So today is my radioversary.
Wait. Hang on. Whoa. We had a long conversation the other day about Mother's Day and push presents. You didn't throw in the fact that your anniversary was on May 6th.
Yeah, so Allie can maybe not remember this, attest this, but the first day I ever stepped in a radio station to work as an intern was May 5th, 2008. So today is my radio anniversary. Tomorrow is my wedding anniversary.
Wow.
And
now you got a lot of presents to buy, buddy.
That's three now.
We got married on May the 6th, 2017. The next day was May the 7th, which was also the spring Talladega race.
Breaking news.
And we got up that morning, drove to our condo in Buckhead, jumped in her best friend from growing up's now husband, but boyfriend at the time's truck, and we all rode to Talladega.
Attaboy.
And watched Talladega. That was like our day after, and partied and then came home and went to Jamaica the next morning.
That a boy. Well, look, there's probably some NBA basketball teams that are headed to Jamaica today. Let's hit the front page. Real quick, Kentucky Derby rolled on in a muddy onslaught on Saturday at about 7 o'clock Eastern time. For those of you all that watched it, you watched Sovereignty at 7-1 odds beat out Journalism right there.
Journalism?
Yeah, Journalism. Yeah, yeah, boy, I missed it. Anyways, I know there was a lot of jokes going on in the socials about the two names of those horses. Nonetheless, man, Sovereignty running a nice outside line and taking over right there at the end of the race. Fun race. I always love the Derby every single year. I don't know about you guys, but I am. It is appointment television.
Well, and the best viewing this year was because it was raining.
Yes.
So all the women had to protect their hats.
Yes.
So there were all these trash bags around their beautiful,
ponchos,
beautiful designer
tied
hats.
Up. Yes, I love it, man. Did you put any money on a pony for Pork Chop?
Yeah, and I lost because I got a bad draw thanks to the person that did the draw. Yeah, I love the Derby too. And it's funny because you'll watch like the Preakness and then the Belmont, you're just like, or whatever, whichever one is the second one. You know, I just went blank because I had something I was about to say. I had something in there, but yeah, I'm a big Derby fan, and I don't even know what I was saying. So, yeah whatever, next story.
NBA was on full display this weekend, Allie.
Yep, the Denver Nuggets will advance after beating the Clippers Saturday 120-101. Pretty much a blowout, and at one point we're leading by 35, and they're going to take on the Thunder at home tonight at 9:30.
It's going to be a fun series, I hope, because I think the Nuggets have one of the best rosters as far as their starting five. But James Harden did what James Harden does, and that's a disappearing act in elimination games. 7 points. He was, what, 2 of 8? He only shot the ball 8 times, which was bad. James Harden is the worst clutch player in the history of the NBA.
Wow.
That's my thing. How do you only take 8 shots in a Game 7, and you are right behind Kawhi Leonard, maybe even a little bit before Kawhi Leonard as far as shot-making goes? You're the best player on that team as far as shot-making goes. So why are you only taking 8 shots in a game where you knew your team needed a boost because – The Clippers got down pretty quickly, and it was starting to go downhill pretty quickly. So I just don't understand why James Harden wasn't so aggressive. And, yes, he was a facilitator. Yes, he had 13 assists. But at some point, you got to be like, all right, you know what? Blank this. My team needs me to put the ball in the bucket. I'm going to go do that because I'm really good at doing that. So James Harden, just his lack of aggressiveness to me was the most surprising thing about his performance.
Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors won Game 7, 103-89 over the Houston Rockets, making it a 4-3 series win, and they're going to go on to play the Minnesota Timberwolves. Now, Buddy Hield led the way with 33 points. Steph Curry, 22, and Jimmy Butler, who, Mike, I believe you say doesn't deserve a ring if they win, 20 points.
I never said that.
Yeah.
Okay, don't you put words in my mouth.
You kind of did.
I never said that.
You kind of
no,
did.
No, Allie,
I just
Allie,
said
right.
He's not this banner athlete of, like, thank God he got a ring finally.
He has changed that team's trajectory. He absolutely – the guy was almost had a triple-double in a closeout game. But, hey, man, I mean, you know, maybe, you know, not a complete polar opposite of what James Harden is. But you're right, Mike. He doesn't deserve anything.
Whatever.
I wanted the Rockets to win, actually, this series. I'm just sick of the Warriors being there. I do hope, though, that I still do have that little bit of part of me that wants to see Jimmy get that ring that he deserves for his career and for what he's done for this team.
All that he's been through. Anyways. All right. Yeah, I it's fine. I'm fine. If he wins a ring, great. He definitely deserves the ring. He's just not some marquee player that, you know, is not joining a freaking dynasty out in San Francisco, and we're acting like,
not,
oh, thank God he's able to climb to the top. This is not LeBron
dynasty,
going back to Cleveland.
The dynasty is kind of over, man. It's kind of been over.
This is not LeBron going back to Cleveland, where we're like, oh man, he pulled that squad up. Like,
no, it's more like LeBron going to Miami.
When he joined the Warriors, I think the Warriors still might have been like either right at 500 or under 500 when he joined the Warriors. He completely transformed that team. And so, yes,
I'm
if he gets a ring,
that.
It kind of sounds like you are there.
All right, whatever.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40.
period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Keep going. Let's go.
Well, speaking of the dynasty of the Cavs, Pacers took down the Cavs 121-112 in game one of the series. Pacers made 19 three-pointers during this game. That is the second most in a playoff game in franchise history. And Tyrese Halliburton finished with 22 points, 13 assists, and zero dads storming the court at the end of the game.
Yeah, his dad is no longer on the premises of NBA games at the moment. Look, this is what happens when you shoot 53% from the floor overall, not to mention what Ali's told you about how good they were from three-point land. You know, I saw people saying that they stole game one. No, they outplayed their asses. And this is going to be a good series, I think, because Cleveland will not go quietly.
And the reason they got outplayed, to your point, Bo, is because the Pacers, no pun intended, made the Cavs play at their pace. They played so much faster, and they were able to speed the Cavaliers up. The Cavaliers want to make it a half-court game. With their 10 Twin Towers and Evan Mobley and Jared Allen, they want to slow the game down, get the ball to them, let Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland, who will at some point be back. I know he missed game one last night. But at some point, they want to let those two go off the dribble, create isolation, drive and kick out to their three-point shooters, and then get the ball inside to Evan Mobley and Jared Allen. But instead, the Pacers made them speed up, run at their pace, and the Pacers were able to go out, get a whole bunch of fast break points, play fast, and you could tell that really messed up the Cavs last night. Mm.
Fun playoffs so far, obviously, and tonight you'll get Knicks facing off with the Celtics in their game one. That'll be at 7 o'clock on TNT. You also get the Nuggets facing off with the Thunder just 48 hours after they were able to knock off, obviously, the Clippers in that series. That'll be 9:30 at TNT and the nightcap tonight. We're going to roll on here on the morning shift. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the Iowa State stuff that broke over the weekend in college football and college athletics in general. Allie's also going to let y'all know where the tequila's flowing later on today, man.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and, like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.